Project Veritas releases another Ilhan Omar video showing cash for votes harvesting scheme. By Matthew Boyle on September 28, 2020. Project Veritas released another video on Monday night showing a ballot harvester in the district of Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, paying cash to people to get their ballots. James O'Keefe, the founder and president of Project Veritas, called the video an explosive piece of tape. The tape you're about to see shows a man buying a registration form for an absentee ballot from a voter, giving him pocket money of $200 and expecting to collect his ballot when the voter receives it, O'Keefe says in the video introducing the tape. The video then shows the ballot harvester instructing the voter on how to fill out the form, and then offering him money for his pocket. On screen on the video released by Project Veritas, text appears and then says that another ballot harvester on another tape admitted to getting $800 for his ballot. Then the video plays the tape of a person identified as Osman Ali Doc Wayne saying he does not care if it is illegal, and claiming to have gotten $800 for his ballot. The tape has another woman who is identified as a former organizer for Omar who says she, Omar, is the one who came up with all of this. The tape then plays more from the person identified as Osman Ali Doc Wayne speaking in another language. And per a translation offered by Project Veritas, the person says he owes money to Al-Shabaab. Al-Shabaab for years has been tied to Al-Qaeda after the group pledged its allegiance to the terrorist organization. This second tape from O'Keefe's team in Minnesota comes on the heels of a first one released Sunday night that zoned in on the ballot harvesting operation in Omar's district in Minnesota. That video showed a man identified as Liban Muhammad bragging about having collected hundreds of ballots in his car. Numbers do not lie. Numbers do not lie. You can see my car is full. All these here are absentee ballots. Can't you see? Look at all these. My car is full, the man identified as Muhammad says in the video. That first video caught the attention of law enforcement, as local authorities in Minnesota say they are investigating.